Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper dawn, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Got a good one for you today. I kid you not, because this is coming purely from self-experience. Purely. And it just happened to me. You know, I was going through something that I've been going through for a long, long time. Just weary of it all. And I've been talking to God about it. And I mean, for years, though, for years. And I've been saying, okay, enough is enough. You know, God, I'm really tired. And so, but you know what? After it was over, you know, I kind of laid in it for a little while. You know how you've been going through something for so long, and then even if it's over or appears to be over, you still kind of lay in it a little bit. And you know, you have a wow, man, I can't believe I've been dealing with this long, even though it's over, or you through with it for that particular day, or whatever it is, you're through with it. It's over with for that day or that period of time, you know, but it's over for whatever. But I found myself going, you know, man, I can't believe it's lasted this long. And I was just talking to myself. And I had to catch myself yesterday. And maybe you've been doing the same thing to yourself, but man, I had to take an inventory yesterday. I really did. And it really tripped me out. And I said, I'm going to share that with everybody today. You know, have you ever counted how many times you made it? This is really good for me. I don't know how you do it, but this was so good for you. For me, have you ever counted, Steve Harvey, how many times you made it? And so that's what I started doing yesterday. And that's what I did this morning when I woke up and was getting ready. I was actually taking an inventory, a count of how many times I made it. How many times, man, I didn't have the rent and somehow I came up with it. How many times I didn't have my house payment and somehow I came up with it. How many times I was out of money, did not have enough, didn't see no way, but somehow I came up with it. How many times I got sick, thought, well, man, this one right here, I don't know what I'm gonna do, but somehow I got my health back. How many situations I have found myself in that was, I thought at the time, detrimental and diabolical, and man, so sinister at times. But look at me. Somehow I made it. I look at all the accidents I've been in, but he kept me. I made it. I think about even the simplest times of like stepping off a curb and almost got hit, but I made it. I was just tripping the other day. I was thinking about the times that I've been hit by a car, and it could have been worse, but it wasn't, and I made it through that too. I was thinking about, man, when they count you out. Do you know how many times I've been counted out? He's done. He ain't gonna be nothing. He ain't nobody. See what I told y'all, look at over there. They cancel this. He off of that. He out of here. He ain't gonna make it. He done got fired. Man, you know how many times I've been counted out? You know how many times they done wrote me off? How many times have you been written off, man? But here you still stand. You ever tripped on it? Take an inventory, y'all, of how many times. Count the times you've made it. Sit down. Get a pen. Do like I did. I just started jotting stuff down. What about the times, man, when nobody was there to encourage you? But you still here, though. You ever tripped on that? Ain't nobody called you and told you good day. Nobody called you and told you recently thank you. No one's called you and told you how much you meant to them, how much you've done for them. A man, you can make it. Never give up. Keep your head up, man. Keep grinding. But you still here. Even when nobody. Have you counted the times, man, that you made it anyway? Have you counted the times that you felt like quitting? How about that one? You felt like giving up. You kept going. How about the time? This is a good one right here. How about the times, man, when everybody was standing around saying, ain't no way. Ain't no way. Steve, man, I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. Ain't no way. And then somehow there is a way. You know why? Because he make a way. You understand? You know how many? You know how many times I've heard this one right here? Steve, listen to me, man. Nobody ever before has done that. You can't do that. How many times you done heard? No, you know anybody done that? You can't do that. No one has ever done that. I made it anyway. You know, they don't normally, or we don't normally allow this, but in this case, for you, we gonna make an exception. How many times have you heard that? Uh-oh, I think I'm on to something. How many times have you heard in your lifetime, we don't normally, or they don't normally allow this, but we gonna make this exception in your case? How many times you done heard that? Have you ever counted the times that you made it? You know, everybody out except me. How can that be? You know, you the only one that got through this. Congratulations. Wow, man, I don't hardly see this too many times, but do you realize that normally this is what happened to people? But man, y'all don't know how your name came up, but here you are. Wow. It never happens like that. You ever counted those times? I was doing it yesterday. I was doing it this morning. I was just taking an inventory, everybody, of how many times I've made it. So what I learned yesterday was, when God gets you through something, when he pulls you out on the other side, no matter how difficult or how long it took, when he gets you out on the other side, why don't you get up, dust yourself off, and start trotting? What you laying there for, man? Wallowing in it, going over it, recycling it in your mind. So many people can't move forward because we keep recycling stuff in our mind when clearly it's time to move on. It's time to let go. It's time to go and see what God has for you. Stop looking at what you lost. What you lost was probably not yours to have in the first, in the first place. Do you know the things I've lost? Now, I'm not talking about losing a loved one, a mother, a father, nothing like that. I'm talking about innate objects or situations. Do you know the things I've lost, man? I look back on it. I wasn't supposed to have them in the first place. Or they was doing me no good. It wasn't mine to lose, but I claimed I lost it. Come on, man. Take an inventory, everybody. Start looking at the things, man, that God has brought you through. Start looking at how many times he allowed you to make it. And get glad about waking up in the morning, man. Get glad about your life. Start feeling something positive about your situation. You cannot expect God to continue to bless you if you're not grateful for the things that you have. Why would God, sitting down here looking at you, upset, angry, laying in the wallah of what you are not grateful for? You just can't find no gratitude in your heart about nothing. But you steady asking God for something. So now you think God is crazy? You think he gonna give you some more stuff to not be grateful for? Are you kidding me? Why would he do that? He's too full of too much mercy to send you through that over and over and over. The more I give my child, the more ungrateful they are, the less gratitude they show. But I'm going to keep dumping it on them so they can keep feeling ungrateful and then show lack of gratitude. God's not going to do that to you. Come on, man. Have you ever counted how many times you made it? I started yesterday, ended up this morning. When I go on break, I got some more stuff to throw on the list. I can't count how many times God did got me through something. But when he gets you through it, man, get up and get on about your business. Don't lay there in it. It's over. It's done. You made it. You survived it. Let's go. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
18 minutes after that. Welcome to the ride, y'all. Steve Harvey Morning Show. You ever had somebody bust out singing at church and can't sing?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's last Sunday.
Sister Arlene Patterson. God, dog. And she thought she had one of them rich gospel voices. No, God is my Savior.
Wasn't that movie?
Night Low.
Wasn't that movie, said, Florence Foster, man, Jenkins with Meryl Streep? Wasn't
ain't nobody that seen that, Shirley.
But it was about a woman.
You don't
who...
stop my joke about that.
But it was.
What's wrong with you?
I wasn't trying to stop your joke.
Tommy, get your girl, man.
I can't.
That was a joke, Steve? I'm sorry.
Well, no, you...
No, Shirley.
No, oh, God, Steve.
Oh, my God. Oh, you did not just say that.
Shirley?
No, Steve,
no,
I didn't mean... Oh,
no,
see,
it's all right. It's all right. I understand. I know how people do. When they do something ignorant, they try to throw the blame on somebody else. They tweet in the middle of the night. Sound familiar? That was Shirley just did. I'm in the middle of producing a humorous joke, and now she throw out an ignorant ass statement about Clarence Carter's movie. Ain't nobody seen that damn movie.
Florence Foster Jenkins. It was Meryl Streep.
Did he say Clarence Carter?
He did.
Stroking.
She was about the world's worst singer. That's all I was trying to say.
Have you seen the movie, Tommy?
No, I haven't.
Shirley, have you? I mean, Carla, have you seen the movie?
No, sir.
Junior, have you seen the movie?
Uh-uh.
But it's not
Cat
a movie.
Cat Dog, have you seen the movie? Mississippi Monica, have you seen
it? We've all seen
Mississippi,
Clarence
have you
Carter
seen the movie? Okay, now, so I ain't the only one that ain't seen the movie.
I'm just saying it was that's what her movie was about. She got nominated for Best Actress.
Shirley, you was not a joke.
Don't. I'm not saying
know
anything.
What you saying? So you blurt out anything.
Say something.
No.
Shirley. knowing that the Lord God is watching you. I wish you would too. Wish you would.
I'm going to see that Clarence Carter movie, though. I tell you
that's a good ass movie because stroking about okay. something. Stroking is about something.
Oh my God. That's the way we start Wednesday off, baby. That's how you jump it off.
Y'all really going to talk to Shirley, man. Shirley, you've been going off the deep end lately. I ain't going to say
whatever,
nothing.
Steve.
On behalf of the morning.
No,
show,
no, it's just you. Don't put. Okay. Don't drag them all into it. It's okay. Just you.
Okay, then, on behalf of me.
Okay, just say that.
I just want to say that we have noticed.
Just I, not we, I.
Well, oh, I'm God. Lying now, but okay, I have noticed, and I'm pretty sure some other people have too, the decline in awareness and preparedness on your
awareness.
Part.
Awareness?
Awareness.
Really?
I don't know if you're suffering from sleep deprivation.
No.
I don't know if this is early signs
what?
Of.
What are you talking about specifically?
Well, you know.
No, early signs of what?
Tommy, you trying to force me to say what you said.
Oh, no, okay, yes. Early signs of what?
Yeah. No, Tommy said that.
Oh, no, I did not.
okay, Tommy.
What?
Early signs of what?
You were about to say early signs of dementia. That's what you.
You a damn lie. That ain't what
dementia?
I was going to say. Oh, that ain't what I was going to say. But,
goodness.
Oh, Tommy, oh, did you let that out the bag? Because I wasn't even going to say, because I don't even know what the hell that is.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, no, I don't. I was going to say Alzheimer's.
You're dirty, Steve. Okay. You're dirty.
I wasn't going to say nothing about
he's
no damn dementia.
Because
I don't know how the hell I know what it is.
If you know Alzheimer's, you know dementia. Stop.
Well, which one is it then?
Exactly. Which one is it?
Yeah, you cleared up for it.
Wow.
That's Tommy said that.
No,
I did not say that.
No.
Tommy said it. Now, see, you always want to jump on me.
No,
you always give Tommy
you
a pass.
Started it.
Tommy said.
Tommy's stupid.
No, hey,
well,
wait
damn.
A minute now.
That's
I'm not
going. That's what we say on this
okay.
show.
Sometimes Tommy, stupid is stupid. A compliment, and that was not a compliment.
A compliment.
No, Tommy. What? You said that, and Tommy is stupid. We all agree with that.
Yes.
But Tommy said it, though. I was
but
not
you had
say
said dementia before.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
when
you did.
When did I say dementia before?
About a month ago, you said it.
He said
a month ago.
He said
Shirley.
Wait, I got dementia now?
Shirley, wow. Shirley, you ever heard me say that about you?
Uh-huh, I have.
When?
You know, she gone now. She mad at you now.
What's she mad at me for? Cause
Junior,
ignorant
she
ass,
left?
Yeah, she gone.
She left.
The stupid ass dude.
She walked out?
Oh, my gosh.
See, you don't know how to be. You don't know how to play fast. You go too far, dog.
Tommy, you the one saying it. With your
what's wrong
ass.
With y'all? What is,
they're
Tommy
all
said,
stupid.
I knew it.
Tommy said,
"You okay, friend?
I'm good.
Shirley, you all right?
I'm fine, guys.
Shut up, Tommy. You don't care about
Shirley, can
her.
You remember what just happened?
See right there. See right there. Okay. See right
oh,
there.
You all just come. I'm sorry, Shirley. I'm not
no,
mad.
Ain't no you
no,
all.
It's okay. No, it's all good.
Tommy said
what?
That. I know better. I know when it's
no,
going
you don't
to
know better. Now let's
was,
cut that out.
This is retaliation because you said I stepped on your joke.
Oh, no. You can let the joke go. This can turn into way more. There's nothing funny about having dementia.
I don't think so at all.
No,
not at all.
It is nothing funny about dimensions. Because if you got it,
what dimensions?
Dimensions are sizes.
Well, how big is the problem?
This ignorant show right here. Oh, God. I think we all need a break right here. We come back
Shirley,
from the break.
Right.
I'm good.
Girl, you want me to slap him? Call me slap all
yeah,
three of them.
Just on GP. Yes, please. Okay, when we come back from the break at 34 ass. After the hour.
I'm going to say this about the girl. She right here.
Yeah, man.
The girl, I'm right here.
Oh, man.
I was trying to stop Tommy because, you know.
Oh, well, you put Steve. It on
stop.
Me.
Stop. Y'all stop. Let her go. Go ahead, Shirley. What were you saying? Go ahead, Shirley.
Okay, now you're really Tommy. Not going to act like it's something
come
wrong.
Come on, Tommy. Say it. Say it,
Shirley,
Tommy.
You remember how to take us out?
She's right there. She's right there. Right there. That's why.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, 34 minutes after the hour, we back. When we come back, now, these are comedic moments, folks. So, whatever it is, man, we doing these damn jokes when we come back.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't lie. Oh, man. You know, we back. All
yes,
of us.
The morning show.
As a united front.
Why wouldn't we be?
Togetherness.
We love each other.
Back in love.
Uh-huh.
Again. LTD.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The greatest show.
Every time I move, I lose. When I let love in. Mm-hmm. Every time I turn around, I'm back in love. I get mixed emotions.
Yes.
Sometimes you feel so satisfied.
That's not like dementia.
But excuse me, I'm only human. Sometimes
Oh, man.
I love it.
Okay,
love
now what were you going to say? Go ahead.
I don't know. Tommy was talking.
I ain't saying nothing. Nah, Shirley.
They scared.
I didn't say nothing.
Scared, Shirley.
I'm your friend, man. You know that. I ain't said nothing.
I know it wasn't you, Tommy.
Thank you.
What? Are you kidding me? He the only one been talking. Why do you keep giving this ignorant boy a pass?
Boy.
I don't know what you're talking about, though, Shirley, because people don't know. They're just tuning in.
Oh, well.
They should have tuned in earlier then.
Yeah, we started the show at 6.
Okay. Tell them what they tuned in. Tell them what they missed, Tommy.
Well,
go ahead.
You're going to get in trouble.
Steve said I had dementia.
That I didn't say you had no damn dementia. I said you were suffering from early signs, and I couldn't come up with the word fast enough. And Tommy said dimensions. And I don't even know what it is.
Dimensions?
You know what it is.
A measurement.
I was going to say Alzheimer's.
Then he said, well, how big is it when you said dimensions? It's about sizes. And then he said, how big is
the problem? I thought it was early stages
or
whatever
it was. See, when you have to explain it, it just never works.
And then Tommy just kept on with it.
No, it wasn't Tommy. I didn't hear Tommy say anything.
It was just
Shirley.
No.
You
I'm
a
not,
liar.
It was you.
Shirley, you lying.
I'm not lying.
You always forgive his stupid ass. I'm not going to
let you do it
this time.
Or maybe I forgot.
You instigated.
Maybe I don't remember.
You've been instigating.
That's what. No, Tommy, you said, you asked Shirley, do you still remember how to take us out?
What?
And then you said it was early signs.
Wait, speaking of take us out.
And then you said, I'm just trying to figure out how bad the problem is. All that was Tommy.
I don't recall that at
I
all.
Don't either.
I don't recall
Nobody
Tommy
recalls
either.
Thus,
you.
Thus the problem
but
we
But Steve, on the other hand, I remember everything you said. And we have
Which
to go
is
to break
why
right
your
now.
Ass got dimensions.
What?
We have to go
remember
to break
Remember the
right
wrong
now.
Damn thing. That's
we'll be
exactly
back.
The point. Well,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, y'all, 48 minutes after the hour, we back. Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann going to be here with today's national news.
Mm-hmm.
Never a dull moment in the Trump administration.
You go to sleep and wake up, it's something different.
Lord, it's always, man, this
now?
Is the most exciting administration. This
it
is the most
it's
new.
It's not boring.
This been the real first 100 days.
Yeah, it's not boring, that's for sure.
No, this will go down history as the most newsworthy 100 days in the history of all presidential elections.
Oh, man.
Got to be the raggedest
immigrants
one.
Immigrants and slavery every
man.
Day. Ooh. Man.
Wiretapping.
Wiretapping from the previous president.
Arguing in the Oval Office.
I hope he did
too much, man.
I'm an immigrant.
No, you're not.
You ain't no immigrant.
I'm idiotic going with that. No, you didn't. I'm going to ride out and see if I can't get some help.
Some assistance.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, that damn show ain't work out for them 40 acres and a mule.
No, it didn't.
Maybe if I go in as an immigrant, I can really get myself. Let me, can I get anything?
No, you can't get nothing.
Some sort of government program? Or
I got a passport. Do a green card help or anything?
Boy.
A work visa.
Is a passport higher than a green card? I got to look into the rights. Now that I'm an immigrant.
You want global entry. That's what you want.
I want global. I want to find out the rights because I may be able to cash in on something.
Hey, all right. I got this for you. The preacher's wife. That's that run that prank back. The preacher's wife.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Sister Angela. Sister Angela, please.
This is she.
How you doing? My name is Brother Clayton. I'm calling you from Greater Baptist Church. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm fine. Good to hear from you, brother.
Yeah, listen, I know that your husband, Reverend Jonathan, is actually one of the candidates that we may be choosing to be our pastor since our past pastor has stepped down.
Yes, I'm very proud of my husband. I think he'll make a very good candidate, as a matter of fact.
Here at the church, we've been asking a lot of the deacons and assistant ministers here have been asking different questions, different things that they would be doing once they became pastor. You know, like your first 100 days, what would you try and change here at the church or try and make better, so to speak? Yeah.
Did you speak to my husband? He's not here right now. Did you need to speak to him?
No, not right now. What we decided to do, Sister Angela, is actually call the wives and ask them a few questions.
Oh, okay. That's a little different. Sure.
And we don't want to take up too much of your time. You know, a lot of times, if a pastor is stressed at home, 9 times out of 10, he's likely to be stressed at the church. So I guess my biggest question to you is, is your husband stressed at home?
No, not that I know of. He eats regularly. He's on a good diet. You know, he goes to the doctor regularly. He gets his physical. Pretty good at home. I don't have a reason to believe that he's stressed. He certainly hasn't brought anything to my attention.
Okay, I don't think you follow me, Sister Angela. What I'm saying is he stressed behind closed doors? Is he stressed in that fashion?
I'm not too sure I follow you. You say behind closed doors. What exactly did you mean by that?
Is he stressed in y'all's relations? Is he stressed?
Are you asking me about my personal business, brother?
Well, what I'm saying is if he's stressed at home, he'll be stressed at the church. And if he's stressed at the church, then the members are stressed. Then the congregation is stressed. So the stress starts with you.
Excuse me?
If you are making sure that he's all right at home, he's going to be all right at the church.
I'm sorry, brother. What was your name?
Brother Clayton.
Brother Clayton. I appreciate you conducting whatever interviews you guys need to conduct with the candidates' wives. I do think that's pretty much personal territory, and I really don't want to answer those kind of questions.
It's not personal, Sister Angela, when there's so many other people involved. See, that's why I'm asking you the question, is your man
Brother
stressed
Clayton,
behind?
Brother Clayton, I could assure you that my husband is not stressed at home, if I get your drift.
Okay.
He is not stressed behind closed doors, brother. And I would appreciate you if you don't call with these kind of questions. Are you asking other candidates why these kind of questions?
Well, I was the one dedicated to call to give you a call, and that's the question that I decided to come up with because I want to know if a man is going to be stressed because if he's going to have tension at the church, then the congregation's going to have tension, the church is going to have tension, and the church cannot
brother
move
Clayton,
forward in the direction on which
brother
we're
Clayton.
Going.
My husband and I have been married 25 years, and they've been 25 good years, if you get my drift, okay?
He is
not stressed at home. And whatever goes on at home, my husband has sense enough not to take it to the church. That is not something he's going to do. So you don't have to worry about anybody else being stressed at the congregation, in the pulpit, nowhere, okay? We have our stuff together at home, and I appreciate it if you don't ask me those kind of questions. Now, but sometimes, ask me.
But sometimes a woman does not realize that her husband is stressed. You understand? There's a possible way that you don't know that he's stressed. Brother, so how can you get?
Let me get your phone. As a matter of fact, let me get your full name. What's your first name?
Let's just go with Brother Clayton right now. Could you please answer this question? How can you guarantee that he is fully not stressed?
Brother Clayton? Oh, let me call on the Lord real quick. Hold on. Brother Clayton, I'm an honorable woman. I'm a woman who stands by my man, okay? But you are asking me some questions that's very personal, very private, very confidential. You are asking me questions that are a question of the sanctity of my marriage, okay? My husband is not stressed. And if I need to be real clear, I don't send him away from my home stressed, okay?
How do you not?
I know.
But what are you doing to make sure that it's less stressed?
Brother Clayton, I'm about to end this phone call, okay? Now, if you...
No, we're not going to end this phone call until that we know. I need to know that Reverend Jonathan is not stressed at home. They assigned me to talk to you, and that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to leave.
Okay, he is not stressed. I don't know who told you that. The man is not stressed. Is he acting stressed around you? He's not acting stressed at home.
I bet you he's stressed because you're stressing me right now. Now, we're both stressed out. How can we understand that man is not stressed?
That's the end of this conversation. Do you understand me? Give me your full name right now.
Give me some intimate details, and then I'll give you my number.
You have crossed the line. You wait till my husband gets here. If this is going to cost him a candidacy, then so be it. We'll find another church. I'd have some choice words for you right now. Ooh, Brother Clayton.
I will give you my name right now. Do you have a pen?
Yes, I'm going to write it right now.
The letter N. N is in Nancy. E. Mm-hmm. P.
You're moving slow. What? I know how to spell now. Talk up faster.
N-E-P-H-E-W.
Your name is Nephew Clayton?
My name ain't Nephew Clayton. My name is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband, Reverend Jonathan.
Hold on. You said this is Nephew Tommy.
This is Nephew Tommy.
Oh, my God.
From the Steve Harvey Morning Show, your husband got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to kill it. Oh, Lord, I don't mean that. Oh, my God. Lord, y'all didn't trust me. Y'all didn't trust me this morning. I can't believe I let him beat me. You know, I haven't heard these pranks before. My God. Tommy, I will tell you, if this was 25 years ago, brother, I cussed up a storm. I'm so glad I'm a saved woman.
Well, listen. Can I ask you one more thing?
Yeah.
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, now you have the opportunity, you told us, to meet this young man. He is doing big things. We love him. Just won a couple of Grammys. This story is major headlines out of Chicago. Chance the Rapper, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but he donated $1 million to Chicago public schools. Now, that's getting in there, and that's helping the situation. Chance the Rapper was at Chicago's Westcott Elementary School to make the big announcement. Take a listen.
Our kids should not be held hostage because of political positioning. If the governor does not act, CPS will be forced to end school 13 days early, which means over 380,000 kids will not have adult supervised activities in June and could possibly be put in harm's way. While I'm frustrated and disappointed in the governor's inaction, that will not stop me from continuing to do all I can to support Chicago's most valuable resource. It's children. Today, I'm proud to announce that I am donating $1 million to CPS to support arts and enrichment programming.
Isn't that amazing?
That's
amazing.
Man.
Yes.
That's beyond major. That is beyond major.
Yes, it is. And he's so young, you know? He's so
young.
That's
beyond major.
After the story broke, Chance received a lot of praise for his generous donation. Michelle Obama tweeted a message to Chance, thanking him for giving back to the Chicago community, which gave us so much. Mrs. Obama added that you are an example of the power of arts education. So true. Mm. So true.
Man.
Yeah. Big ups to Chance for that.
Huge.
Chance the Rapper.
Well, let's get it on. She's here with today's headlines and the latest on the president. Good morning, Miss Ann.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, everybody out there. This is Antrip with the news. President Trump says he's absolutely committed to the new Republican health care legislation out of the House of Representatives, the measure designed to replace Obamacare, and Trump thinks there'll be a positive legislative response.
We're going to do something that's great, and I'm proud to support the replacement plan released by the House of Representatives and encouraged by members of both parties. I think really that we're going to have something that's going to be much more understood and much more popular than people can even imagine.
Well, some conservative lawmakers say they're opposed to the bill because they keep some elements of the Affordable Care Act intact. So they're calling it Obamacare 2.0, and they're promising to fight against it because they say, well, we campaigned on getting rid of Obamacare, and this is very much like Obamacare, so they don't like it. And Democrats are against it because they say that it cuts money from lower-income people, it keeps them from getting health insurance, and it puts a lot of power back with the insurance companies, which they say is very negative. Consideration of the new health care measure, by the way, is scheduled to begin later on today. WikiLeaks has published a huge array of what they say are secret government documents, all allegedly from the Central Intelligence Agency's cyber espionage unit. And WikiLeaks says it's exposing the CIA's entire toolkit for digital spying. WikiLeaks says it's redacted thousands of the spy agency's actual targets. However, WikiLeaks accuses the CIA of creating its own electronic surveillance agency without any accountability. WikiLeaks says a disgruntled former CIA contractor was its source. Authorities in Biloxi, Mississippi say at least four people killed, 35 others injured yesterday when a train struck a tour bus. Authorities say the bus may have been stopped on the tracks when the train barreled through, pushing it some 300 feet down the tracks. Officials say the number of people on the bus appear to have been senior citizens, a lot of them. Sad news, Turner Classic Movies host Robert Osborne has died. Osborne was 84. He was at Ted Turner's Classic Movie Network since the beginning back in 1994, introducing the movies and letting the audience in on all those backstories.
Hi, I'm Robert Osborne. Thanks for joining us. This is The Third Man. Now, something you may not know about The Third Man is there were actually two versions of this film.
This is the kind of stuff he would always say, let us in all the little dirty backstories. We will miss Robert Osborne. And today is National Be Nasty Day, National Find Out What Your Name Really Means Day, and it's National Women's Day, internationally, actually. Also, a Day Without Women's Day. A lot of women have taken off today. That's right. Or they're all supposed to take off from housework, too. So, guys, when you get home, you may have to do your own dishes and cook your own meals. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Thank you, Miss Ann. Shirley, what you got?
All right. We've all heard the phrase, different strokes for different folks. We've all heard that growing up. And still to this day. Well, pretty much means we all have different opinions about things, especially about things that either turn us on or turn us off. Now, here's the question. What do you find attractive that others might not find attractive? Do you like a person with a raspy voice, let's say, or do you like someone that wears rocks their hair ultra short?
You say raspy voice, you mean like Monica? That's different.
That's a little different. No, not like Monica, but just kind of a deep.
She has a way, you know. Like if you catch Monica, it is kind of sexy, but you have to catch her just right. Like when you call her and she's sleepy.
Hello.
Yeah, it's kind of nice little thing. But if we wide awake though, and she got some volume behind it, that's when it changes a little bit. Hello? It goes from hello. All right, now, what's going on? Hey, Miss H! And then it just starts to change.
So that's part one of the question. Here's part two. Would you be on a naked reality show if they called you? Like Dating Naked or Naked and Afraid, one of those kinds of shows.
Only one in here that could possibly say yes is You Know Who.
Yeah.
So just ask him.
Yeah. Well, we already know his answer. Nephew.
I date naked. I ain't gonna do Naked and Afraid. I'm not out there in the jungle with.
Oh.
Nah. But I date naked. Yeah.
I don't think you should be on camera naked.
Either show.
Ain't nothing wrong with my naked.
He's always naked.
Come on, man. You got to be joking.
You're naked. You remember I found you naked. I had to come get you. You was in a pool of Baby, oh, you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember
what?
That.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, you remember that time when Big Slab,
here we go.
Stents had went out in her chest.
What?
And then you reached over on the headboard and on the nightstand and got your cell phone and called me. Remember when I had to come and roll Big Slab off of you?
Roll.
She was on top of him and her stent shocked her. And she fell asleep on top of Tommy.
Shut up, Junior.
I'm sorry.
I apologize. So stupid.
And then I had to roll, come in there and roll her off, and both of y'all was naked.
That was a sight.
I've had some interesting moments, but
it took 20 minutes, though, before I could get her off you.
You got to go get some tools.
Hey, Junior.
I'm sorry, Tommy. I'm sorry.
But she has a wide back.
My past is my past.
She, yes, that ain't she all did. That's wide.
He likes those wide backs.
But that's in the past. He's married now.
But you know one thing for sure, if your ass is the same width as your show.
That's what he
you
likes.
Still don't want to see.
All right, so that's our question for today. It's a two-parter.
I don't even understand the question.
What do you find attractive that others might not find attractive? Someone with a raspy voice, ultra short hair, small boobs. Part two.
I like short hair. Short hair is sexy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the answer to the question. Then part two, you answer that as well. Would you be naked on a reality show if they called you?
A raspy voice.
Come on. I don't like that part of the question right there. I like the what is it about. I like the one part. You like the other part?
Yeah, you know
we
what?
We love
man?
Two-parters.
We should do Family Feud naked. Have a little. What you think? And you host it naked.
Well, where you really? Gonna pin your name?
Your name tag.
Yeah. See, you the only one got options, Tommy.
What do you mean, Steve?
Like Tommy can pin his name tag on either his chest or his ass.
Let's go. Let's go. We out. Ain't it time to go to break?
All right, coming up next, the butterfly.
When your butt is head high, you can actually see it from the front.
Oh, Tommy.
And Shirley ain't got nowhere. Shirley, you and Carla could just, y'all don't even have to pin y'all name tag on. Y'all could just put yours in a picture frame and just prop it up there.
Okay, we're not playing Family Feud naked. That's A. But Tommy, you didn't answer the first part of the question. What do you find attractive in others?
That wide back.
Oh yeah.
Wide back. What about you, Junior?
Butt.
Hey, well, hold on. Everybody well, your wife ain't got a wide back.
Everybody
she's small.
I know.
What? So you gave up the wide back?
I gave up wide back. Short hair, she got that. I like that.
Ain't nowhere near 16.
Junior said butts, but maybe. Everybody likes butts.
I don't want like none else.
All right, coming up next.
Right there.
That's it for you.
Coming up at 18 after the hour, Butterfly is in the building with the Butterfly blog.
I like a woman with a really cute.
There's some ugly tones.
We gotta go to break.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Alright, coming up next, you know who is here with the blog, the Butterfly blog, and today he's talking about who knows what and no one cares, so he's next.
Care.
I don't.
Good morning, Stephen, Shirley, Carla, Junior, Tommy. Good morning to everyone. It's a beautiful Wednesday.
Flutter.
Morning, butterfly. Flap on, brother.
Good morning. Today, the blog is about men's capri pants. That's what it's about, capri pants, and getting ready for the summer and getting your capri pants. And I'm designing my own fashion where the capri pants will stop right above the knee, and some of them will be below the knee. But these are going to be capri pants. Some of them are going to be, Stephen, what do you call the... seersucker. I'm going to have some seersucker capri pants and jacket to match.
Some what?
Seersucker.
Nobody does that.
Well, you're going to do it because I'm going to make some for you and for Junior. But seersucker capri outfits is going to be a hit.
Eugene. What is it again?
Seersucker capri pants for the summer. Okay,
cereal,
and they're gonna have they're gonna be really, really cute, Carla. They're gonna have a drawstring that they'll tie, instead of a belt, Some of them will be like vests where you will have sleeves. You know what I mean? So you can just wear your arms out. So if you got your arms and you're doing all your push-ups and stuff like that and you're ready for the summer, this capri outfit is going to be the thing. And I want everyone that's listening to know, capri outfits, capri pants for men is the thing this summer. So get your man some. I'm going to have the boys here. I'm going to get them some. But capri outfits is what you're going to want.
Have we completely skipped spring?
Yeah, this is going to be for spring, so we're almost there. But, Stephen, do you like seersucker material?
No.
Even the spring.
You're not into seersuckers? Stephen.
Excuse me.
I've seen you with some seersuckers before.
No, you haven't.
You have had Yes, you did. Because, well, you're not playing.
Any.
You don't have any seersucker golf pants.
No.
No, well, we have to get you some of those. So
Just take me out your bit and go ahead on.
So you don't want to be a part of the seersuckers?
What is it called, Gene?
Seersucker. That's the name of the material.
I've never heard that.
Don't worry about it. You're going to get some. I'm going to have an outfit for you, an outfit for Steven, and an outfit for Tommy. And I want you guys to wear it, okay? But this is going to be the new thing, and you guys are going to be the first ones on the scene with it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And whenever you guys do, like Steven, when you do red carpets, this is what you want to have on. Seersucker, made by Eugene Antoine Ferguson.
Oh, wow.
EAF.
EAF. Okay. All right.
Okay. And that's the bug. I love it. I love it. I love it. Carla and Shirley, are you guys interested?
Yes.
I could make you all something if you want something to match your man. Like if I make Ernesto some seersuckers, you want me to get you something to match?
Sure. I'll try it.
Don't do that, Shirley.
And if
don't
I get Tosh, I'm going to get
don't
Tosh some seersuckers.
Don't let this dude make your Listen to me, y'all.
He can speak for himself.
Don't let this boy make your husbands make no stuff.
Ernesto
don't do
can
that.
Speak for himself.
Ernesto don't
they
want
can see a sucker
anymore.
If they want to.
No, they don't. Himself. No, they don't. And Tosh really ain't going to look right in none of that. Just take Tosh out of it.
Why you say?
No, Tosh got size on him. Tosh ain't finna do that. Steve and Tosh don't need to be in that.
They not going to be tight pants. They're just going to be seersucker
smaller. Pants. We ain't wearing that. As a matter of fact, Ernesto too cool for that. Take him out, too.
I'm telling you.
Me, Nest, and Tosh ain't wearing that.
They ain't going to
be wearing no little cargo pants and no little
you always killing
up.
A dream.
We grown
you always
ass men.
Killing a
we got
dream.
Families.
And families right. wear seersuckers.
So they got kids. Ain't nobody sitting up here to take kids with them cargo pants with no damn strings on.
Then we can
and
make
you
the
over
kids
40
we
with
can...
some seersucker. Ain't nobody wearing that but you.
You a seersucker
get on
hater.
Out of here with that.
You a seersucker hater.
And we ain't doing it.
You're going to put this seersucker on.
Ain't nobody putting nothing on. Get your ass off the radio.
I can't stand you. I can't
stand you. Break.
And ain't nobody wearing your little chump ass outfit. Ain't nobody looking like no damn cartoon.
It's not a...
Bye. Bye, Eugene. It's over. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Wow. Oh, I want to play.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here's the question of the day. What do you find attractive that others might not find attractive? What do you find attractive that others might not find, this, you know, feel the same way? It might be short hair. It might be a raspy voice, small boobs, high butt. Whatever it is, here's part two.
Pretty much, is Mississippi Monica attractive or not?
Dog, why would you say
she's
that?
Beautiful.
Monica, cute ass girl.
Yeah,
I know, Unc. I'm just saying, attractive, raspy voice, ultra short hair, and small boobs and high butt.
Yeah,
but you know what though? See, no, she ain't got no high one. Monica ass. Let me tell y'all.
We're not going there.
No, I don't mean. I didn't mean like, but I meant Monica the person. Monica is wifey material. And we ain't gonna do is have people thinking, cause the girl fine now. She got a lot of top notch qualities, and I almost got her married out of here. Almost.
Good
I don't need y'all messing this up. Shut your damn mouth. Almost got her lined up.
I have to say she has all these. Qualities.
Got somebody with their sights on her. We just need to keep working it.
Okay, so what do you find attractive that others might not find attractive? And part two, would you be on a reality show if they called you? 877-29-STEVE.
Junior, what do you find attractive?
You know, I like pretty earlobes. Mm-hmm.
You
got an earlobe.
You don't want them split ones, huh?
No. Shirley, here's a question. What do you find attractive?
That others might not?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm into hands and arms. I love arms.
What about you, Carla?
Elbows. All head. You like elbows?
All head.
Head.
A bald head.
Oh.
All right, call us 877-29-STEVE. We'll be back to take your phone calls.
With your permission, I'm going to do all the things that I said.
All right, we're going to the phones. Here we go. The question, what do you find attractive that others might not find attractive? What do you like that maybe others won't find as attractive as you, okay? It could be anything. You heard big noses, beards, fat just done. Oh, yeah, that's right. I can't say that. Okay. What do you find attractive that others might not find attractive? What do you like?
You know what I'm saying? Ankles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. You can't act right. You see an ankle.
Yeah. What turns you on that it doesn't turn everyone on? And the second part to that question, would you be on a naked reality show if they called you? Give us a call at 877-29-STEVE. We are going to the phones. Let's go to line
Hit it.
Two and talk to Chris out of California.
Chris, what's happening, man?
Give me the question of the week.
Okay. We're going to have to go with this one right here, though.
Let's do it.
What do you find attractive about others that some others might not find attractive? What you like, Chris?
About the women, right?
Yeah.
Well, my brother, I'm going to hit you with the coldest one ever.
Okay.
See, some people will look at the girl and they'd be like, ah, man, I need this back, the front, the side, whatever. I need for you to have no muffin top on the right. Now, the left, you can have muffin top. You can have all that muffin all you want. But the right side got to be straight down into the pants. Boom, right? Because that let me know that you've been doing that dip walk your whole life. You a little healthy right here, right? You got it. Now, if you got it on the left, that's cool because that's where they put the babies at anyway. That's for holding the babies in the mall or whatever.
Wow.
Right? You throw a seatbelt on them. Booyah. Wow. You ain't got a seatbelt.
Oh, that's where they hold the babies.
Whatever. You know what
That's like a seat.
It's a seat. It's actually a handle and a seat. It's a handle seat. It's a seat handle. It's something. It's all that together. It's a double up.
Like
God.
That.
It's a seat like handle.
Well, yeah,
so if you got it on the right side, if you got muffin on the right side, that's that old slouchy lazy. Blah, you don't never want nothing like that. But if you got one muffin top, it's going to be bigger than the one on the right. That left side going to be nice and fittable. But the one on the right is going to be just a slicer. And you know that that girl right there got that 75-cent bounce back. You can throw $5 worth of quarters at it, but pow, you get them all back in your hand in 5 seconds.
All right, Chris, what about being on a naked reality show if they called you?
Oh, man, I already told my boy. I said, man, I already made up one. I said, check this out. If you ever need to call me for a reality show naked, man, I need you to go back in time and go get Flipper the Dolphin, right? And it's going to be me and Flipper. We're going to do a whole naked reality show. We're going to go sea to sea. It's going to be called Him and Flipper. With Flipper.
Chris, not Flipper.
Right, it's all for free. Ain't nobody got to pay to see it. It's on pay-per-view for free. HBO, Cinemax, Showtime. It's even on and Select. Right? This is all for free.
Y'all got the wrong person on this phone right here. He done put some thought into
this. He's loving this.
Oh, man.
Man.
All right, Chris.
You, man. You're crazy.
Feel me?
Chris asked, no. But okay, though. Yeah, that one side muffin top is different.
Say Flipper for me one more time, Chris.
It turned into Naked and Afraid. I can just take the fish and just yaka, yaka, yaka. It's all fish. Yaka, yaka, yaka.
Nuts. He is. All right, thank
Tommy
you, Chris.
Didn't hear that because he'll steal that because that's better than Hey, y'all, keep them calls coming. We come back after the break. Tommy the Fool got a prank phone call called Paper Clips.
That's right.
No, that ain't right.
He sounds proud of it.
It ain't right. Something wrong with that ending.
Proud of it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, 48 minutes after the hour. Coming up at the top of the hour, we got your strawberry letter. You know, telling what it is today. But come on, fool, what you got?
Paper clips. Paper clips.
Oh, supplies now. Office
you
supplies.
Ain't been paper clipped before. Paper clips.
Paper clip.
Hey.
Yeah.
Travel.
I'm trying to reach Veronica.
This is she.
Hi, Veronica. How you doing? My name is Philip. I'm from Corp. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. How can I help you today?
You were with the company here. Let's see. You just left about, 6 months ago?
That's correct.
Okay. And you left with a severance. Am I right?
That's right. I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
Philip. My name is Philip. Philip. I'm actually calling on some security questions and wanted to reach out to you. Now, you own your own travel agency now?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, you actually left with a severance when you left the company. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And how long were you actually with
I was there for 8 years. I'm sorry. Who am I speaking to again?
My name is Philip. I'm with security.
And what can I do for you, Philip?
You started this business. Now, did you start it before you left?
Philip, I started this business after I left there.
You started it after you left there?
That's correct. 1 month.
1 month after you left there. Okay. So the reason why I'm giving you a call, and I've been, you know, we've gone through some security tapes and things of that nature. We're missing so many reams of paper. We're missing thousands of paper clips. We're missing so many office supplies, and it's been brought to the security's attention that it's targeting that you are the person that has taken all of this office. I'm sorry?
Let me get this right, Philip. You are calling my place of business, asking me if I have used paper clips and paper. I have customers in my establishment right now. I can't talk to you about this.
Okay, ma'am, listen. I know that I'm sorry for calling your place of business, but I want to say this. We're at the point of actually picking you up behind items that have been taken from the company. So I wanted to call and see if we could get it taken care of over the phone. Now, if you got to go, then I'm going to have to actually come out to your business, and that's something that I'm trying not to do.
You know what? Hold on 1 second. You hold that thought. Who the f*** is this on my phone talking about some damn paper clips? I have been gone from there for 6 months, and you calling me now about some paper and some what?
Paper clips, ma'am. We're missing at least 5,000 paper clips.
I'm going to tell you what you can do, Mr. I have been out of that company for 6 months. I worked for y'all for 8 years, and you all let me go. I didn't take anything from you.
Okay. Have you ever used any paper or any paper clips outside of Have you done that?
Of course I use paper every day. I run a business.
Okay, but you're using our paper for your own personal business. Your travel agent or whatever it is that you have, you're using office supplies. That right there is against the law.
Oh, no, I will go and buy you some damn paper clips.
Okay, well, we don't want paper clips, ma'am. Now, we've given you a severance pay, and from my understanding, it's been a substantial amount. And right now, is going to be filing charges and taking you to court over these paper clips and paper.
I'm going to tell you what you can do with them 5,000 paper clips. I'm going to paper clip them together and hang you off about your I ain't steal no damn paper clips. You're going to call me 6 months later talking about some paper and paper clips.
Okay, ma'am, I don't want to go
this
back
and forth. Philip.
I'm sorry?
This is some Philip.
So, are you wanting to return all the merchandise? Because it looks like...
I didn't take no merchandise. I don't have to steal nothing from y'all. I worked for you for 8 years. Talking about
right.
I stole something.
And
I was employed
years,
a year.
For eight years, you stole paper clips. You stole office supplies, scissors, masking tape. You have taken markers, pins. We got it down to a
science. I don't know what videotapes you got, Philip. I ain't steal nothing from y'all. I was employee of the year. You all gave me a severance package. How dare you call me 6 months later? You can take them paper clips and shove them up your behind.
Excuse me?
Are we done here?
No, we're not done here.
So take your videotape and your paper clips and your scissors, and you know what to do with them.
No, I don't, ma'am. Now, listen, what we're going to have to do is you're going to get served right there at your travel agency. Where are you located?
Excuse me? Oh, you know what? I'm going to give you my address because you come over here. I got some scissors for your Philip. I don't have time for this. You want my address? You can come on over here. Look it up. Google me.
We want our paper clips back.
Google me. Come get them then. Matter of fact, give me your address, Philip. I'll bring them to you. Steal no damn paper clips. I'm a Christian woman, and you got me on this phone cussing and fighting with you. I'm not fighting with you over no paper clips. What's your address, Philip?
We're missing over 5,000 paper clips, and we need those. Now,
you know what? What's your address? I'm going to bring your damn paper and paper clips to you. How about that?
Give me your address. So you are Philip. You are guilty of using the paper, aren't you?
We all use paper, Philip. I don't
steal. Which means, guess what? It's against the law, which means you have stolen something. If you have taken one paper clip, it's against the law. And we want our doggone paper clips back.
You got pens in your car, Philip? That's a corporation? I bet you do.
But I work for the company.
I'm trying to run a business, so you stealing too. Give me your boss's number. You calling my damn phone talking about some pens and paper clips. You lost your mine. Give me your address. I'll bring the pens and paper clips. You ain't got to come pick me up.
You've taken so many pens and so many paper clips, thousands of rims of paper.
I'm trying to run a business. Don't call my phone with this. Okay. I'm talking about some paper clips. Give me your address.
I'm going to say this to you now. I'm going to go ahead and order the police to come over. I'm ordering the police to come and pick you up, okay? Because I'm trying to get the problem taken care of over the phone.
Bring the police and you come with them. Come get it. I got something for your when you get here. Bring them. You calling me about some paper and paper clips. I've been gone from there for 6 months. You crazy.
Ma'am, you have stolen paper clips from the company, and we want our paper clips back.
Bring your over here. You want to get some damn paper clips, and I'm going to call my man so he can kick your over here if you want to. You want the address? You want the address, Phillip? Come on. I'm a professional. I'm trying to run a business. I got to walk away from my customers and deal with some about some pens and papers. Are you
and paper clips. And paper clips. Because you stole over 5,000 paper. You're a thief. And you also, you better be ready because you stole some stuff for Tommy, and he's been over here about it, too.
Wait a minute. Wait, who is Tommy?
Tommy says you stole a bunch of his stuff.
Listen, I don't know nobody named no damn.
You don't know Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? You don't know him?
What you say?
I said, do you know Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know him?
You got to be kidding me.
Your girlfriend, Dorothea, got me to prank phone call you.
Ooh, I'm going to kick her. I'm going to get her right now. I'm going to kick her.
Calm down. You good?
You made me step in the back room on you. Ooh.
Hey, let me ask you something, baby. What is the baddest, I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Dorothea is on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject, was I right or wrong? Hey, Steve and the family. I am 24-year-old female that is well established for my age. I have my own house, car, and I am a registered nurse. Anyway, I met this guy a couple of months ago, and I was interested in him. We would hang out from time to time, and I really enjoyed his company. But it seemed like the only thing that would become of this is friends with benefits. One day, out of the blue, he said his birthday is coming up, and what am I going to get him? I quickly mentioned the friends with benefits, and he said, no, it's not like that. I want more. I want to get to know you as a person, and the whole time, I'm thinking he's just saying this to continue to get the goods. So the next time he came over, he ended up trying and getting the goods, and after it was over, I got upset, left the room, and came back and told him it was time for him to go. He had gotten what he wanted, and there was no reason for him to still be there. He looked confused and didn't know where the attitude came from, but he got up and got his stuff, and before he left, he said, I'll talk to you later. And I said, I don't think I'll be communicating with you anymore. I feel bad now. Was I wrong? I mean, I don't know. Were you wrong? I mean, what do you want out of this? You know, do you want a relationship where someone cares about you and loves you? Or do you just want to be some man's boo, you know, with benefits, his friend with benefits? So maybe, you know, since you feel bad now that he's gone, maybe you'll take the time to consider him. You know, he said he wanted to get to know you better. And sounds like he wants something with you to me. Maybe you'll realize now that it is you and your attitude and your fears and your insecurities that are holding you back from possibly having a good relationship with the man. Stop tripping, you know? Steve?
Well, I mean, I don't know, Shirley. I think this is a classic case of not getting a clear understanding of what everybody's in it for. Mm-hmm. See, you can't create new terms and then become unhappy with the terms. Are you a 24-year-old female that's well-established for your age? And I'll admit you really are. You got your own house, a car, and you're a nurse. Okay, sister, you're doing really, really well for 24. Extremely well. You met a guy a couple of months ago. You're interested in him. We would hang out from time to time, and I really enjoyed his company. But it seemed like the only thing that would become of this is friends with benefits. Okay, see, hold on. See, you hung out from time to time. You really enjoyed his company.
But it seemed like the only thing that would come out of this would be friends with benefits. So what that means is the hanging out was more than really hanging out. Y'all were sleeping together.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you've discovered that it looks like all this is going to be is some friends with benefits. Well, you're using the term benefits because you've obviously taken the term out the book and not to explain to women the reason you hang on to your cookie because it's a great benefit. Now, you got a friend of yours you've called a friend, which everybody's definition of friendship is different. And now you're saying that you have benefits with it. And then one day out the blue, he said his birthday was coming up, and what am I going to get him? And then I quickly mentioned the friends with benefits, and he said, no, it's not like that. I want more. I want to get to know you as a person. The whole time I'm thinking this, he's just saying it to continue to get the goods. So in essence, lady, let's just tell the truth. You were passing out the goods to a person who didn't know you, and you didn't know him. That's really what this is about, man. I hate to keep doing this and hammering this message home, but my goodness.
Keep doing it.
No,
though.
I want more. I want to get to know you as a person. Mm-hmm. You're sleeping with a dude you don't know because you passed out the benefits before mm-hmm. he proved himself worthy of the benefit package. I have no other way to explain this to you except you have done this to yourself without having any standards as to what a friend is to you or him and any standards for when you pass out your cookie. So you just passing it out like it's a bowl of Skittles on a coffee table. Everybody come in and get a handful.
All right, after the break at 18 after the hour, part two of Steve's response to today's strawberry letter.
Shepherding, crack the dog peas and rim beads. You better have it. Who belong you like I do? Huh?
listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, I got part two of the Strawberry Letter coming up. Right. Where do we stop?
No. People need help out there.
Good and stupid.
Y'all, this letter right here. Hey, Steve, fam, I'm a 24-year-old female that was established for my age, got her own house, car, registered. Anyway, I met this guy a couple of months ago. I was interested in him. We were hanging out from time to time. I really enjoyed his company, but it seemed like the only thing that would become of this is friends with benefits. One day out of the blue, he said his birthday's coming up and what am I going to get him? I quickly mentioned a friend with benefits and he said, no, it's not like that. I want more. I want to get to know you as a person. The whole time I'm thinking, he's just saying it's continue to get the goods. So the next time he came over, he ended up trying to get the goods. After it was over, I got upset, left the room, came back and told him it was time for him to go and he had gotten what he wanted. There was no reason for him to still be here. He looked confused and didn't know what attitude came from. But he got his stuff, and before he left, he said, I'll talk to you later. I said, I don't think I'll be communicating with you anymore. I feel bad now. Was I wrong? Shirley's absolutely correct in saying, were you wrong? I don't know. What do you want? Okay, let's say you ain't read the book. Let's say that friends with benefits is a common term. I must admit I've heard that many times before. Friends with benefits. But you didn't discuss any of this. Then at the end of the letter you wrote, I feel bad now. Was I wrong? You feel bad now. No, lady. See, let me back you up a little bit, little 24-year-old. Let me help you understand something. You felt bad when you was writing this letter. You felt bad for what caused you to write the letter. You felt bad after he asked you what he was getting for his birthday. Then you got mad because you had to remind him, hey, we just friends with benefits. Then you got mad because he said, no, I want more than that. You got mad because you thinking the whole time he's talking that he's saying all of this just to continue to get the goods. Then you got mad because the next time he came over, he was trying to get the goods. Then you really got mad because after it was over, which means he got the goods. Now, who you mad at? You mad at him because you gave it to him? It's all y'all do. See, that's all y'all do. Y'all ain't been talking, getting to know each other, learning each other. Y'all been getting together, passing out benefits. Now you mad. Now you done came back in the room with your crazy self, because this crazy. You sleep with the man, you give in.
She gets mad.
You got upset, left the room, came back, told him it's time for him to go, that he had gotten what he wanted, and that was no reason for him to still be there. Did you not give what you wanted? See, women amaze me with that statement. You got what you wanted. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you not give what you wanted?
Right.
So you keep dumping this on the dude. It take two to do that thing. So now, you got what you wanted. You can leave now. Did not you get what you wanted?
Get out.
Now you get out. He looked confused. You damn right he confused.
Yeah.
Every man on earth would be confused. What do you mean get out? We was just doing what we always do when I come over here. I'll talk to you later. No, I don't think I'll be communicating with you anymore. He's confused. Because guess what? You confused. You confused. Ma'am, you have to get yourself some standards. Mm-hmm. See, you have none. Now, you want a guy to respect what? You have no standards. But you want the respect of a woman with standards. Mm. A man will only give you the respect that you command.
All right, today's Strawberry Letter is posted on steveharvey.com. You can tweet or Instagram me your thoughts at MyGirlShirley. Now, coming up after the break at 34 after the hour, Miss Ann will be here with this hour's headlines. And we want our girl Fantasia to get well soon.
Yes, we do.
I'll tell you about that.
Ooh, I love me some Tasia.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all. Miss Ann is up next with this hour's national news.
Okay. Fantasia, our girl, you know we love us some Fantasia. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, she was recently forced to cancel her Memphis, Tennessee concert on Sunday, last Sunday. This was after she suffered second-degree burns on her arm earlier in the day. What had happened was Fantasia was sleeping on her tour bus. She accidentally knocked over an aromatherapy vaporizer that, you know, she and a lot of singers use to, you know, to keep their vocals, vocal cords moist and ready and all that. And the hot water spilled on her arm. So she has those burns. She had to cancel the show. Oh. Yeah, it's pretty bad, right? No, but her rep told People magazine in a statement that at this moment, our plan is to resume the tour in Los Angeles. And she thanked all of the fans for their kind messages of love and support and is looking forward to getting back out on the road. Wow. So that's good, yeah.
Come on, Tasia.
Yeah, yeah.
Tasia loves to perform. Up.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Oh, that's hot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Man, I can't stand it. I'd rather take a cut, man.
Than a burn?
Oh, yeah, you can give me a cut.
Oh.
No, it burns, man. I don't, you know. No, I'd rather... That's hard, man.
Yeah.
I done knocked over some stuff before. I know how I feel.
With your little short head.
I done knocked a candle over. Shut up.
All right, pull it together and introduce Miss Ann, please.
Ladies
she's
and
here.
Gentlemen, she's here. The lovely, the talented Miss Ann Tripp. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Good morning, everybody. This is Andrew with the news. Okay, President Trump says he's proud to support the House Republican proposal to replace the Affordable Care Act. However, the plan may be already dead on arrival. That's because it already faces stiff opposition from not only Democrats. Right-wing Republicans feel the measure keeps certain parts of Obamacare, even though the GOP campaigned on gutting the whole thing. In fact, they're calling it Obamacare Lite or Obamacare 2.0, so they're dead against it. According to the Wall Street Journal, ex-President Obama is livid over President Trump's accusation that he tapped his phones last year. Mr. Obama reportedly feels that the accusation disrespects both him and the office of the presidency. Mm-hmm. Hey, guess what? Girl, you need a change of mind. Guess who had a change of mind? Looks like Dr. Ben Carson's had a change of mind in the wake of the outrage leveled at him for claiming that slavery in America was some form of immigration. Mm-hmm. People like Whoopi Goldberg yesterday on The View wondered how the man didn't know that blacks were kidnapped.
Maybe we need to get him a history book. I mean, were the slaves really thinking about the American dream? No, because they were thinking, what the hell just happened?
Carson has since posted a statement on Facebook saying in part, immigrants made the choice to come to America. In contrast, slaves were forced here against their will and lost all their opportunities. Maybe he Googled this. The two experiences should never now, say he now says, be intertwined or forgotten. Back in 2013, by the way, you know, Dr. Carson used his interpretation of slavery to make another claim. Carson said that Obamacare was the worst thing that had happened to this nation since slavery. He said that back in 2013.
I remember that. Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah, and we were like, Then even back then, we were, Okay. Hey, WikiLeaks has published a huge array of secret government documents, all allegedly from the Central Intelligence Agency's cyber espionage unit. WikiLeaks says it's exposing the CIA's entire toolkit for digital spying. WikiLeaks says it's redacted thousands of the spy agency's actual targets. However, WikiLeaks accuses the CIA of creating its own electronic surveillance agency without any accountability. Grammy award-winning unsigned Chance the Rapper supporting our kids, donating $1 million to Chicago Public Schools.
Yeah.
He and Common are going to be getting together real soon to discuss further funding also with Common. And today, National Find Out What Your Name Means Today and International Women's Day, which is also a day without a woman. At work, even in house, as housework's concerned, don't do housework, don't do anything, ladies. Just stay home.
Also, wait.
You leave right
what?
Now.
Yeah.
That's right. Somebody got to clean this house now.
Yeah, that's going to be you.
Lost your mind right there. That's stage dishes. Right there.
Yeah, you tell them. I got to go too. Bye. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm going to wash my back when I get out the shower. Miss Ann.
Thank you, Miss Ann, very much. We appreciate it. And now we're going to the phones. We'll be back 877-29-STEVE.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, 48 minutes after that. Coming up next, what do you find attractive in people that others might not really notice or find attractive, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
I like a woman that's got like one crooked tooth in the back of her mouth.
What?
You know,
it
so when we kissing,
wrong,
so when we kissing, my tongue just run across something. You know what I'm saying?
Call
yeah,
us.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. 877.
Yeah,
just give me something to do.
877-29.
You know, that way when you're kissing, you know, it give you something to do. Just a regular old kissing. Let me see if I'm going back there and reach that too.
So call us with yours. 877-29-STEVE. All right, we're going to the phones. Here we go. The question, what do you find attractive that others might not find attractive? What do you like that maybe others won't find as attractive as you, okay? It could be anything. You heard big noses, beards, fat just on. Oh, yeah, that's right. I can't say
listen.
That. Okay. What do you find attractive that others might not find attractive? What do you like?
You know what I'm saying? Ankles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get an ankle.
Okay.
Right. You can't act right. You see an ankle.
Yeah. What turns you on that it doesn't turn everyone on? And the second part to that question, would you be on a naked reality show if they called you? Give us a call at 877-29-STEVE. We are going to the phones. Let's go to line 3. Talk to T out of Nevada.
T?
Yes, sir. Yes, what's going on? How y'all doing?
Hey,
this morning?
Man, ain't nothing. T, what do you like that's attractive about people that other people may not find attractive?
I like that nerdy girl, one that nobody really pays attention to. But when she come up out of that take those glasses off and let that hair down, then she's a totally different woman. I like that competition, so I go for that nerdy girl.
That nerdy girl, wow.
Yeah.
So he likes nerds.
I love nerds.
No, it's not nerds, because they got to go to work. You got to do what they do. Mm-hmm. But those are the girls that the guys don't pay attention to.
Uh-huh.
So I'll just eliminate the competition. You know, we can all get that round the way, girl.
Uh-huh. What about the naked reality show, T, if they called you?
Quiet. I'll do that, but they might need a whole lot of emojis. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But like I say, some things are out of my control at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, we all in there naked. All these are reactions. Yeah, I can't help that. I'm sorry.
Thank you,
she
T.
She naked, she fine, I reacted. What you want me to do?
Let's
so
go
get
to
that little blur out of that black circle, whatever y'all need.
He said emojis.
Yeah.
That's his mood as
well.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah, just go ahead and put that up. Give me about 10 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you, T. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, we're going to the phones. Here we go. The question, what do you find attractive that others might not find attractive? What do you like that maybe others won't find as attractive as you, okay? It could be anything. You heard big noses, beards, fat just on. Oh, yeah, that's right. I can't say
listen.
That. Okay. What do you find attractive that others might not find attractive? What do you like?
You know what I'm saying? Ankles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get an ankle, okay. Right. You can't act right. You see an ankle.
Yeah. What turns you on that it doesn't turn everyone on? And the second part to that question, would you be on a naked reality show if they called you? Give us a call at 877-29-STEVE. We are going to the phones. Line 5, Kat. Let's go to Rolietta out of California. Rolita? Okay, Rolita. Hi, Rolita.
Hi, Shirley. Hi, Steve, Tommy.
Hey,
Carla,
Rolita.
Love you guys.
All right. Hey, Ro, let me ask you a question. What do you find attractive in people that other people might not?
Steve, I have to say, in a man, because that's the only thing I'm attracted to, would be his beard.
Mm.
Because his I believe beard? That beard brings out the sexy in him.
Yeah, his beard?
His beard, yes.
Yeah,
my husband, we are getting ready to celebrate 20 years on the 29th of this month. And we've been together 28 years. And he is sexy as all outdoors. And that beard just does something for me.
Right. Mm.
Is it real full or is it close-shaven beard?
No, it's close-shaven. He looks like Idris Elba.
What?
Celebrity
lookalike. Girl,
be
quiet. He's
fine as all outdoors.
And look like Idris Elba.
To her?
I mean, he don't look like Idris Elba.
And I love him. Yes, he does.
Why are you mad, Steve? Because her husband looks like Idris
Elba.
My husband
looks
like Idris Elba. That's what he looks like.
Okay.
Idris Elwood.
No.
You hear the haters on the show, yeah, don't you, Rolita? Yeah.
I understand. It's okay, though. Mm-hmm. I love them anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So what about the naked reality show if they called you?
Oh, no, no, no. That's a definite no-no.
Okay.
I could never live with myself with that one. I have 4 children and 2 grandkids and a church family, and it would never go over. Never.
20 million, everybody had to get over it.
Yeah. That's right.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'll send them all an email. I'm still your damn daddy.
No. No, because you think about it, that's just like putting a naked picture on the internet. You don't know where that reality show is going to go. It's going to be on YouTube and everywhere else, and that could last for years and years and years.
Okay, well, thank you.
Wait, Kat said so with that money.
Yeah. Yeah. Years and years, 20 million can hold you for a while, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
But your conscience, see.
I don't have none. I have 20 million. I don't have a conscience.
What about the moral value?
Moral?
They for sale, girl.
The moral of this story is I got
is
20 price. Million. What the
got
hell?
Price, Rolita.
Now, what about the story? My morals. How many times I done been naked for free? I got a bank account. Let me ask you something. For 20 million, would you do it naked?
No.
$100 million one time naked.
No.
Yeah.
Because it has to go somewhere.
Yeah, I don't give a damn where it go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's me. I'll send it. It ain't got to go nowhere. I'll send it out.
I mean, for $100 million, I'ma be up against the camera.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll send it to the 700 Club. Seeing
Steve. Crazy.
Let's just go home and get it out the way.
New video from Mr. Harp.
Yeah. Send it to WTBN and everybody. Here it is right here. Don't even worry about it. Sorry. And here's your 10%.
Yeah.
Forgive me, Lord. Thanks for calling, baby.
All right. When we come back from the break at 18 after the hour, Pastor Motown, Deacon Def Jam in the building. Oh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next, Pastor Motown, Deacon Def Jam.
Yes.
You don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
What would I do without your son?
I am Reverend Motown.
And I am Deacon Def Jam.
Together, we are the leading constituents of the jackpot joint of Jerusalem.
That's a roulette slot machine. Hallelujah, yes.
Come on now. We have some concerns directed at the church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Pastor, it's been read here that they are thinking about putting ATM machines in the church. And the question rises, is it tacky or is it okay to have the ATM machine in the church?
Is it tacky to have an ATM machine at the church?
That's right. That's
which
right.
Leads us to our text for today.
That's right. Come on now.
We got to have money, don't you?
ATM for Jesus.
One more time with the text. We got to have money.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
You are concerned about ATMs in the church.
Uh-huh.
What is you worrying about it for?
Mm-hmm.
You're putting them everywhere else.
Everywhere.
But when the Lord try to get his, here come the problem.
You have no problem with 7-Eleven having one in their store.
They got it down there with all that sky-high chips and overpriced soda pops. And you're giving it to 7-Eleven like it ain't no problem. Gas stations got them.
They got them in a strip club. What somebody told me. They got them in strip clubs.
How you know?
Somebody I've them. Seen... friends have informed me.
That's right, that's right.
Clean
right.
It up.
Strip clubs got them.
Right.
The surcharge is so high.
Bars got them.
That's right.
drinking. So why can't we have an ATM at the church?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I got to drive to church to see about that, don't you?
That's right. That's
I drives to the church to see about you. Gas is for the pastor, $30 a gallon, just like it is for you.
You ought to be able to swipe for Jesus.
If you can't dig deeper for the Lord, who is you digging deep for?
That's right, that's right.
Every time it's time for God to get his, here comes some devil out the background trying to stop
you. You can dig for a sinner, but you can't dig for Jesus.
You gonna mess around, somebody gonna dig your grave.
That's right.
But you too tight to dig for Jesus. Somebody digging a hole for you to fall in now. Somebody setting a trap. But you can't dig for Jesus.
This makes it easier to pay your tithe.
There's a woman out there somewhere setting a hole up for you. Now you're fitting to fall in. But you can't dig for Jesus.
You know how closer you're going to get where you need to be. When you swipe for Jesus.
You. There is a man out there, ladies, that's laying in wait. Got holes dug for women everywhere.
Right.
Setting traps, trying to capture your mind, body, and soul.
Come on,
but just mostly body. I venture to say that they're digging deep in their bag of tricks. But you can't dig down in your pocket, get out your ATM card for Jesus.
I don't think they realize, Pastor, what it takes to run a cathedral like ours.
Oh, we got lights.
Come on here now.
Somebody got to pay for the pews.
We just got seatbelts put on the pews just in case your shouting is out of order.
We paying extra money. We got extra money going out for cleaning crews, scraping bubble gum off the bottom of the pew because your trifling children ain't got no house.
We fixed it so your bad children can have their baby seats, their car seats attached to the pew and sit right there.
We trying to raise money for the senior citizens choir so they can quit coming up in here dressed like they going to a bake sale.
Come on here now. We've created an entire hat section so you and your big hat can sit somewhere and not be in nobody's way.
We done had to widen the baptismal pool because too many fat people done joined the church.
That's right.
We got Sister Quincy stuck down in there 2 weeks ago and she sucked all the water out.
That's not what he meant by overflowing. That's not what he meant. Open you
so
up a
now,
window.
Our church got an ATM.
And when we come back from the break at 34 after the hour, they gonna have a back-to-back jam.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, 34 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the ride. Let's get to these back-to-back jams. Come on, Kat.
All right, y'all, we come back. Just time for one more thing. We'll tell you about that after the break at 48 after the hour, so don't go away.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up next, we got just one more thing. Call us, 877-29-STEVE. Hey, y'all, we back. Let's keep going to these phones. These are some interesting phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
I love our audience. I love them.
Shirley, you never said what you liked.
Yes, I did. You asked us earlier. I'll tell you again.
Several things.
I'll tell you again. Yeah. I like arms. I like hands.
Yeah. Yeah. A woman has to have nice fingernails. Do your nails. Mm-hmm. I don't like. That's just me personally. You know, you can do the natural look if you want to. That's cool every now and then. But put some paint on it.
Got to.
I like paint.
Yeah, man. It just like looks color. Feminine. Fingernail polish.
Yeah, I
like color.
It just looks so feminine to me. Mm-hmm. I don't want your hand to look like my hand. Put something on your toes. Don't let that sheet come up and I don't know which foot is mine.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Need to know. Oh, okay, hers got the color on. I don't care if it's black polish. You know?
Yeah.
But put some polish on your knee. You know, I don't care nothing about that one fingernail, a separate color. You can do that too. I'm cool with all that. But man, please do your damn hair.
We in the hair.
Oh, no. That's one thing. No. Do your hair. Do something to it. If it's, I've seen a lot of chicks with natural hair that's gorgeous. But comb it. Do that. You know, these looks that the ball players is playing, where they hair shaved on the side and it's just any kind of way in the top, not a female.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
ma'am.
Yeah.
No, ma'am. I like the natural look. I love natural hair, man. Just pick it out. Make it something. Throw something. Just any kind of which way. Not at me. Not sitting across the dinner table. No, I have to eat now.
Let's go to the phones.
I'm just saying.
Candace out of California.
Candace.
How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, Candace, we good.
What do you find good. Attractive that others might not find attractive?
I find attractive a man with a nose, a strong nose, and they eyebrows.
Yep, that's me all day. Big old
girl, you must love
nose.
Steve.
I know.
Hell yeah. I'm looking down at it right now.
At your nose.
You're cross-eyed, man. With it, Steve.
Ooh, I ain't even got a cross-eyed. I just look down. I'm on both sides. Yeah, big old strong nose.
Yeah, strong nose and some eyebrows. You gotta have some nice eyebrows. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like, you know what else I like on a woman?
What's that?
A pot belly.
What?
Yeah. Really?
All these sit-ups and stuff.
You know, just a little, you know, like this, I heard this comedian on BET. He like a woman that's got booty do.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, booty do is when her stomach look just like her booty do.
All right, Candace, what about that reality show, The Naked One, if they called you?
If the money is right, I would, but I would have to change churches.
Right after that.
Yes, I would have to change churches. I'm over one of the choirs in the church, and I'm on the pastor.
Oh, Candace.
Really, Candace?
Wow. Yes.
But you would do it, though. You'd be right out there.
If the money was right, it has to be right. I would have to literally change churches and get off the pastor's team and all that.
Wow.
Yeah. Girl. That's funny.
Are they going to be surprised if they see you, though?
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same. Wouldn't be the same. Wouldn't be the same. Sister Candace on Sunday morning. Wouldn't be the same.
Mm-mm. Ooh, Sister Candace, we appreciate your candidness.
I tell you what, though. Brother Steve will walk right up in there, just chest out and everything. What's happening? Speaking, signing, autograph. Yeah, praise him.
Oh, you saw me, huh?
Yeah. Praise you saw me. What's up, girl? I know that's right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I stand up in devotion.
Oh, my God.
Giving honor to God and our pastor, members, visitors, and friends.
Wasn't he just
I want to thank the Lord for last night, my appearance on Naked Reality. I thank the Lord for all my blessings.
Count it all joy.
Yes, for keeping me and making me strong and you know, just, you know, upright and righteous.
Okay.
And I was that last night.
All right.
I want to thank all the saints who emailed me anonymously, wishing me well, encouraging me to make sure I'm on next week. I'll be here. Oh, and on behalf of Russell, I would like to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, Candace. Sister Candace, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, let him use you.
I ain't ashamed about none of it.
Well, that's it. It's Wednesday.
Yes.
It's been a great
day.
Hey, Shirley.
Yeah.
And I want to reiterate. It ain't reiterate.
No, it's not. Everybody says that, but it's not that.
But it reiterate. I want to
reiterate.
I want to reiterate.
I want to reiterate
some information. I want to reiterate. I want to put it back out there. I want to reiterate. Iterate.
Yeah,
what?
Reiterate.
You sound like Madea.
Okay, you wanted to reiterate what?
I don't know. I forgot.
Everybody have a good weekend.
Yes, we gotta go.
See, that's what happened. See, that's what happened when you do that.
All right.
Who don't start? We gotta go.
All right, we gotta go.
Ba-da, ba-da, ba-da.
Turn your volume up if you're with me. Please don't. In the mall. Still young.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.